from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Does momentum exist? The answer is perhaps. The momentum of the game shifted on that play or that series or that, and I always thought to myself, is that real? Like, maybe you can feel it or it's an instinct. That's looking on historical data from the 1800s of war and going to all walks of life, sport. Does momentum play? You know, why does Xander go bogey, par, bogey, and then birdie, 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 birdie? Is that momentum? I don't know. Maybe you just hit some good wedge shots and made some putts. What do you got to do to gain momentum, stop momentum, all those things? I wanted to make sure we're versed on what that actually is and what that means.
Look at it differently now.
You guys are drilling me on momentum now. Momentum comes from doing what you're coached to do consistently, all 11 together. If you talk to anybody in our building, is momentum real? You're going to get a lot of different answers.
Is it real?
Perhaps.
Jonathan Gannon, head coach of the Cardinals.
Wow.
It's a lot on momentum.
That's a lot. That is the best momentum conversation I think I've ever heard.
I like that he says perhaps.
He doesn't even know at the end of it. They dug back into the 1800s?
He apparently did a deep dive into wars in the 1800s as part of their research on momentum.
Wars? I thought he was talking
wars.
Like
no.
Yale, Harvard football from the 1800s.
No. Wars.
Wars from the 1800s.
Who had momentum? The War of 1812.
Was
how
there
did
momentum?
The, how did
the
momentum
War of 1812?
Shift? Yes. Jonathan Gannon.
Was there momentum after the British burned down Washington, D.C.?
I want my history books to start talking about momentum.
So I'm not a believer that momentum exists at all, but when he started talking about Shoffley with the birdies, he brings in golf. I'm like, isn't there momentum in golf?
Ask me when I went par, birdie, par, and then followed with a triple.
Why did I had a golf tournament last weekend? Why were my best five holes all in a row?
Well, I think the very easy
a swing thing different.
The easy cop out answer that I don't think is a cop out is it doesn't matter if momentum is real or not. People believe it is, and that makes it real. No,
I know. It's
what I mean by that is that,
if you
think it's real, it will affect you.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's maybe less likely to.
It's George Costanza to Jerry saying, Jerry, it's not a lie if you believe it.
Well, it's positional.
Kind of?
It's positional. You're going to have cornerbacks out here that say it's very important to not think about the last play.
Right.
So cornerbacks shouldn't. Think about momentum.
Maybe Tyler Bass shouldn't think about momentum.
Sure. Quarterbacks, right? Hey, Josh just threw a pick. Get it out of your head.
Yeah.
Don't think about that.
Right.
If you are thinking about that, then that's bad. Okay? So I'm a quarterback or a cornerback. I need to not think about it. I'm a receiver who just dropped a pass.
Yeah.
Don't think about it. oh, I just got an interception on a play. Don't think about that. Get, you know, like, so
who's the flip end, though? Who should be thinking about it?
Like,
if a running back fumbles, should they be thinking about, like, because they got to be more, yeah, like, I got to focus more on keeping the ball secure or something like that?
I don't know. Sure. Don't think about the last play. Next, whatever.
Momentum. Speaking of coaches around the league yesterday, did you see Dan Campbell's podium?
It's gigantic.
He has a massive podium. It's like 5 feet tall and 3 feet wide. It is the biggest podium in sports
history. I want to know on that podium how sturdy it is. I want to know if the Lions built a podium that Campbell – was Campbell asking, I want to be able to rock that thing. You know, I want to be able to really – I want to grip that table. I want to pound it, and I want it to echo through the room.
Yes.
And not fall apart.
One way to inspire confidence in your fan base is to start – like, whenever he goes on his next biting kneecap speech in front of the media and starts getting fired up, he just rips the podium out of the ground and throws it to the side.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Updating our viral camp catch counter.
All right, let's go.
Keon Coleman had one yesterday. He had a.
Does that mean he's matched Xavier Worthy?
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. How are we keeping score on viral catches? Xavier Worthy, leader in the clubhouse with the most viral catch because that bomb he caught from Mahomes. First off, they're the only team in camp pretty much at that point.
Yep.
They got the spotlight to themselves. I checked the views on how many views that got versus the Coleman catch, and let's just say that the Worthy got millions more. That's not important.
Okay.
Coleman had a viral catch. He had a good feet inbounds, acrobatic kind of.
He was kind of leaning back as he took the ball in.
It kind of looks like Josh Allen threw him a missile,
and
it took his upper torso back.
Like, yes, yeah.
It was a nice catch for Coleman. I'll tell you what about Coleman, if we want to get really into him and what he's going to be for this team. If we're only talking red zone and sideline and toe taps and jump balls, then that's a specialist, right? And it's a role player. Mm-hmm. And if there's a full-on number one receiver or full-on does-it-all receiver, we'll see that in a lot more than just those kind of highlights. Because right now, I feel like you have a vintage Keon Coleman camp highlight every day, and that is a kind of a turning, leaping corner end zone catch.
Yes.
I've seen him do that 5 times at minicamp. He did it here yesterday.
Yep.
No coverage. Like, he's going to go up and he's going to get the ball. Appears to have pretty good footwork. Like, but the rest of it, 11 on 11, when he lines up against Rasul Douglas and they go one-on-one, man-on-man, is he going to beat Douglas? Is he going to be a guy that gets open? The knock on him was he doesn't necessarily separate in college. And there are guys that don't separate that succeed. That's okay. It's not always a success story, but we'll see how they use him.
Well, that also goes to, like, what's the expectation? What's the bar for him to clear to be a successful pick? Because he could be a useful player doing what you just described as, hey, can you just make these crazy acrobatic catches, be a red zone threat for us, the toe-tap sideline catches, block for us. Can you be a valuable piece?
That's Gabe. Can you be Gabe?
That's Gabe. Is that the bar, though? Because, right, when you're getting into the footwork and the route running and separation ability, like, to me, if he has already all this contested catch stuff and his hands and his jump ability, and now he also figures out somehow, even though he didn't in college, but he figures out in the pros how to separate, I mean, now we're talking about a star,
right?
I think. And I'm not mentally bracing for that. Like, that could happen. I'm not ruling it out. But to me, like, I'm very much thinking more likely is he's going to be a Gabe-level player. Like, a good receiver, but not one of the best in the league. He'll have his role. He'll be useful. And I don't know. Isn't that usually a fine result for a second-round wide receiver?
I think if, especially this year.
It's just tougher for this team because they don't have the number one.
If he had any of Gabe's seasons this year, it would be fine. And
what about after that?
You'd want more. You'd want Gabe's second, or third, fourth season.
Like Gabe's, if he had Gabe's career.
Gabe Davis's first year, he had 599 and 7 touchdowns. Yeah. And that would be fine for Coleman this year. Fine.
I agree. Yes.
By year two, year three, you're hoping Davis got up into 836, and last year he got to 746.
Kind of fun, amazing. He never cleared 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It felt like he would have. So you need more than that.
You want Coleman to become a 1,000-yard guy. Sure. You could be a 1,000-yard guy and not be one of the best receivers in football.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I mean, if he can turn into that, that's great. This kind of gets to, you know, you said they don't have the finger quotes number one. This does get to, I had a weird thought yesterday. What if you could watch a season, a football season, the way that we watch movies sometimes, where you see the last scene first, and then you go back and watch the whole year.
Wow, that's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what if you could
see
the last 5 minutes of this Bills season?
Yeah.
And then you go back and watch the whole season leading up to that, like a movie, like an episode of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Because, we don't watch football like that. We don't consume sports like that. But you would see, all right, that's how it ends, huh? How did we get to that spot? And
yeah,
I asked that question in the context of receiver. You mentioned number one receiver. Will we, by that time, be saying, well, Bean, of course, is going to continue to seek help at that spot? Because if Coleman is a number two, that's fine. Curtis Samuel is a number 2/3, that's fine. Shakir as a slot guy is really good. But the hardest thing to find is the guy that will play the outside that can do all the things for you. Those are the guys that are getting the big money.
Yeah.
Like, I think about Shakir. He can have another great season of being at the top of the league in efficiency. He's not going to get $27 million.
No,
he just never. He doesn't strike me as a guy that's ever really going to hit that.
Unless he's got like a Keenan Allen breakout in his.
He's got to have an Amon-Ra St. Brown breakout, which it just doesn't. I don't know.
I'm not betting that.
Maybe.
There's very few players of his style that get to that level. I can count on one hand.
Right. He gets to a Beasley level, and Beasley was really good.
Yeah.
But
will that be enough?
That's a great.
If they have three guys that all look, hey, all three of these players are pretty good. Are they going to be satisfied with that?
Yeah.
It'll depend on how their season ends and how their offensive output, you know, comes out of that. If they have three receivers that are pretty good and Kincaid is great on top of that, I could see an outcome where they say we're fine. We don't need to go trade for Brandon Ayuk. We don't need to draft another first round wide receiver next year. Like, we don't need to address it at all.
Well, hold on.
Three pretty good receivers and a great tight end, we're good to go.
There's a huge difference between trading Ayuk and then not addressing it at all. You don't have to trade for Ayuk, but people like to point out the Packers model. You just draft one in the fourth and you hope that as you keep adding them, you find one. Like Dontavian Wicks from Green Bay, his advanced numbers are out of this world good. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is that good. We'll find out. Anyway, random thought about movies and
you've
directors.
You've got me thinking about, like, would I want to watch a football game like that? A lot of those movies, by the way,
are good.
They're good. They also they don't show you how it ends. They show you
right before
the end.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to spoil the ending. I would watch sports like that.
Be interesting. All right, Sal at 8 o'clock on his thoughts on day one. Evan Washburn, CBS Sports. Pete Quelly, Bill COO in the 9 o'clock hour. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.